Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. G.R. Harden, and I thank you all for tuning in. I have a wonderful show scheduled for you this evening. We're going to talk about a few things tonight. We're going to talk about the Popeye's chicken, this craze of the Popeye's chicken. We're also going to talk about the missing girls, and that has really become a very, very, I've done several shows on missing girls. I did a show several years ago, but I try to do at least 2-3 shows a year dealing with missing girls, missing teens, sex trafficking, and so forth. There's roughly about 75,000 girls missing, but I truly believe that number is in the hundreds of thousands and not just 75,000 in the last 15 years or so. And then we're going to wrap it up, man. We're going to talk about Hispanic women and how they are winning. No longer are the second generation of Hispanics, or no, third generation, are working domestic jobs or hotel jobs and fast food jobs. And more of Hispanic women are becoming attorneys and politicians, and also in the medical field as well, especially in the medical field. So we're going to be talking about how they are really winning, man, and doing big things and changing the dynamics, for their legacy. And we always give a shout out to anybody who is trying to better themselves and their people for the betterment of society. So we give a great shout out to them on that. So Popeye's chicken, man, let's talk about that real quick. This Popeye's chicken craze that everybody has been going after, that's truly ridiculous, to say the least, because, we've heard in the last several weeks, actually the last 10 days, not even weeks, but the chicken just came out last Sunday. And in this short time frame, we've had a young man who was murdered for cutting the line, I think, in Oxford, Maryland. Brother was cutting the line, and he kept skipping people. And lo and behold, when he got outside, he got into an altercation with a brother and a sister, and subsequently the brother stabbed him to death. 28-year-old brother dead over some Popeye's chicken. Then nevertheless, a few days ago, I think it was on Thursday, a sister was in the drive-thru in a Mercedes. And this sister is ramming her car, trying to get through the median pole. And she's ramming her car to jump the line. And people are all over filming this thing, man. And this woman, she's backing up. She's trying to get through that pole. She can't quite squeeze through it, but she's forcing the car through this thing, again, over this chicken. And I've told you guys 1,000 times that this chicken is not real chicken. And you got to ask yourself, when Popeye's were blown the first time about this chicken craze, They say they saved about $25 million in advertising because so many black women got on there bragging about this damn chicken. And fast forward, they bring the chicken back just in time for the holiday time season, of course, because they know black folks love to spend money. Black folks are the number one consumers, and you can end slavery, but now if you can enslave their minds, they're still slaves. You don't have to no longer depend on the labor. You can depend on the little money they make to give that right back to you. And that's a psychological warfare that they've been preying on us since the emancipation. And lo and behold, people are fighting. Young kid on Friday, yesterday, one of the Popeye's employees, it was discovered that he was selling the chickens on the side on Lolo. 2 for $5. And he got jumped on because the other employees found out what he was doing. He was huffing the chicken. One of the cooks. You got to ask yourself, man. They knew what was going to happen when they bought the chicken sandwich back. But you know damn well, they got rid of it just a couple months ago. You know damn well. They didn't raise no chickens that fast enough to be ready for the season. Get me mindful, man. Black folks ain't thinking. You gotta ask yourself, where are they getting the chicken from? There's so many YouTube videos on chicken and KFC and how these chickens are raised and they don't have any legs or feet. And they pump them up with all kind of chemicals and stuff to make them fatter and whatnot. And then they pump the chicken when they get it to make it seem juicier with more chemicals. Just a few days ago, I seen some coworkers of mine. They bought 10 chicken sandwiches, and they would, you know, one guy went to go get them, and they all tried. They all said the same thing: "It's just a chicken sandwich." I'm like, no kidding, chicken is chicken. I got 35 years experience in the hospitality business. I work fine dining from the Ritz-Carlton to the Chateau Elan. And I'm telling you, chicken is chicken. Until you throw a sauce on top of it or something, then it may add to it, but at the end of the day, it's freaking chicken. There's no, oh my God, this is the best chicken I ever had. Are you kidding me? A chicken sandwich with a damn pickle? And some spices on it? Are you kidding me? But nevertheless, black folks are fighting, breaking their damn neck to get this chicken sandwich. And what worries me is, what is the aftermath in 2020 and moving forward with people who have eaten this chicken? Me personally, I believe it's a chemical warfare. I think you're going to see more violence in our communities, more deaths in our communities. And people want to be like, wow, the world is just getting crazy. Well, they're getting crazy. These people have been trying to kill you since the release of your ass. Because once you became free, now you have no value. And they've been passing this down from generation to generation. What do we do with the niggas? We can't use their labor no more. So what do we do with them? Because in the back of their minds, whether you believe it or not, these people know sooner or later, our young children are going to wake the fuck up and give them a beating they've never seen that will completely wipe them out. They live in fear of this, and they pass this on to their children and their children's children. They understand that. They understand clearly that everything they did was an abomination, was the most evilest thing you can ever do in humanity is what they did. And they never, ever suffered the consequences yet, as of yet, for what they've done. Even though they legalized many of the things they did, they know it was illegal to legalize evil. So that's why they play mind games. You playing checkers, they playing chess. Everything in this world is backwards. If white man tell you to go right, you better run left as fast as you can. Whatever he says, reverse it. If he says he's a Christian, what he's saying is he's the devil. I'm gonna play this insert by this brother, and it's a little information about chicken in general and how for decades they've been trying to tell black folks, and they've been trying to get Congress to please this chicken shit. Can we please stop cloning the fucking chickens and killing people? And yet black folks are still going to Popeye knowing damn well that's a clone-ass chicken. I'm gonna play this insert real quick, and then I'm going to come back. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about these missing babies that's really plaguing us. And yet, you don't see not one damn celebrity out here and an outrage, an outroar about these babies that are missing. Where your David Banners and Killer Mike with these damn babies missing?
It's got everybody acting a damn fool, like they don't have no sense. But what I'm about to show you is the reason behind that. See, in 2008, the FDA approved a food cloning. I want you to hear this for yourself before I get into it. Listen up.
After years of detailed study and analysis, the Food and Drug Administration has concluded that meat and milk from clones of cattle, swine, and goats, and the offspring of clones from any species traditionally consumed as food, are as safe to eat as food from conventionally bred animals. We understand that members of the public may have strong opinions about animal cloning for agricultural purposes. FDA's mandate is to make scientific, science-based decisions based on...
They say that scientifically, it's safe. Is this the same science that says that blacks evolved from apes? Are we talking about that same science? So, next, I want you to realize that past presidents have tried their absolute hardest to block or deny this cloning. Clinton was against it. Hear what he had to say.
It's untested, unsafe, and morally unacceptable. 2 days ago, the Senate voted to take the time necessary to carefully craft a bill that will ban the cloning, our ability to use cloning technology for morally acceptable and medically important purposes. Already, you have given us the scientific foundation for this debate. I thank you for that, and I urge you to continue to play an important role as the Senate and then the House considers this very significant issue in the coming year.
If that isn't enough for you, if that does not explain to you how cautious they tried to be about this, I want you to hear what Bush had to say about the abnormalities. He knew from data research that cloning leads to bad behavior, abnormality in animals, things like that. So if that happens with animals being cloned, what happens when you take a piece of that animal and put it into the body of someone else? Listen to what he had to say.
Despite the fact that laboratory cloning of animals has led to spontaneous abortions and terrible, terrible abnormalities. Despite the fact that laboratory cloning of animals has led to spontaneous abortions and terrible, terrible abnormalities.
So if you recall, the chicken came out at first. They ran out, they sold out all over the world. They pulled back. And they said, you know what, we got to fill billions of people, and we got to do it fast. So guess what? Now the chicken is being cloned and modified. This is explaining the stuff you're seeing, the stabbings. This is explaining all the crazy behavior you're seeing from people. So ask yourself, if you knew they sold $24 million before, they pulled back, and now they're coming back, and you're still consuming the chicken. You knew it was going to sell. But not one time did you think about investing in that stock for Popeyes. Because you have a consumer mentality. They know that black people have a consumer mentality. KFC, there's no stabbing for KFC. These other chicken companies don't have this problem. Chick-fil-A doesn't have this problem. They know that black people have a consumer mentality. You market to the black people. You expand the morals of black people. They will promote and expose everything for you. You're falling victim. Wake up and focus on real black issues.
All right, we're back. Now the brother, was telling us about being focused, and yet this chicken. You got to remember, people, that it has been proven that in Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, that the water supply creates retardation. It creates anger in our children, to act out. It slows down the birth rate. And there's so many other factors because they found, I think, 28 chemicals in the water, opioids in the water, and so on and so forth. And I forgot the brother. I think the brother's name was Tyrone. He's a scientist. Tyrone. I can't remember his last name, but nevertheless, but this brother came out and he had to go in hiding because he talked about how they are putting certain things in water and food that are causing our in black communities, that is, in black communities, that are causing our kids to be. The boys to be homosexual, and the girls to be lesbian. This is warfare. You think it's damn food? Ooh, this is a good chicken. You ain't playing. This war on black people, not just a black man, a black woman, but just on us as a whole, again, has never, ever, and will never ever stop as long as they breathe. No shade, no disrespect. Only these folks are breathing. They're going to keep coming. Because they know they held it, that they played with us. And they know that there is some consequences to that shit. So they stay on the defense. Meanwhile, we are so naive and so, like the man said, instead of buying the fucking chicken, buy the stocks. Play chess. Buy some stock. All y'all got money. Buy some stocks in Popeye. What are you buying a chicken for? Talking about, ooh, here's some good chicken. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So, ladies, I'm going to take this quick commercial break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about these missing babies, man. So amazing and all these. And there's, again, there's hundreds of thousands that are missing. Women to babies. So there's nowhere in the hell I could even go through a third of them that I'm missing. I'm going to take this break and be back in just a moment.
P&K Beauty Supply, serving the North Metro Atlanta, Georgia area, features professional hair care, skin care, and beauty supply products for all occasions. Located on the corner of Alpharetta Highway and Holcomb Bridge Road, P&K provides hair care services for braiding, sew-in, corn roll, and much, much more. Call today and make an appointment, or stop by and see us. One people, one community.
Hair, and more hair.
P&K Beauty Supply, designed with you in mind. Family owned and operated, God driven.
Thank you.
We're having me back. It's a wonderful article, man, that came out not so long ago, dealing with, came from the Black Press, the voice of the black community, Black Press. This article came out and it talked about the missing and forgotten, the bias and non-attention given to black girls who disappear. wonderful article that came out not so long ago, earlier this year. And it talks about, it says, as Trump cries that a border wall is needed to eliminate an imaginary crisis, organizations like the Black and Missing But Not Forgotten, the Black and Missing Foundation in Landover Hills, Maryland, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in Alexandria, Virginia, they struggle to shed light on the real emergency that is of the nation's missing Black children. So amazing, man. So amazing. This article is by Stacey Brown, who wrote this article. But she said, have you heard of Andrine Nicole McDonald of Texas? She's young, just 29 years old, pretty, married to a military husband, and missing. Like thousands of other females who've gone missing, there's been no national media coverage of her disappearance. Earlier this month, her husband, Andre McDonald, was arrested in connection to his wife's disappearance, and Andrine is still missing but presumed dead. Police say that Andre McDonald bought a shovel and an axe, 2 5-gallon drums of gasoline, work gloves, heavy-duty trash bags, and a burn barrel. After friends reported his wife missing, he tried to destroy the receipt for those items to conceal the timing and whereabouts of his purchase, and said Deidre Robes, founder of the Black and Missing But Not Forgotten, a nonprofit based in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And after his arrest, the news coverage seemed to stop. It did not go beyond local news, and even though the FBI is involved in the case, this story was never picked up nationally. And I can only imagine that this is because she's just not the right color, Roby said. And when Victoria S. Wright was last seen about 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 27th, the 13-year-old was clutching a silver fanny pack and standing on the porch of a family member home alone, Dale Drive in Portsmouth, Virginia, and wearing a black hoodie with white writings, light-colored blue jeans, and light blue and white tennis shoes, Victoria suddenly vanished. And it says police suspect she may have run away. However, there's a chance that the longer she's missing, Victoria, like McDonald and so many others, will join an ever-growing list of black girls who are gone and have sadly been forgotten by mainstream media. So amazing. And it's where coverage too is often it's manipulated by the latest thong or see-through attire worn by Kardashian of the most recent tantrum thrown by President Trump. And so this Trump crisis, that border wall, is needed to eliminate an imaginary crisis. Organizations like the Black and Missing But Not Forgotten, the Black and Missing Foundation in Landover Hills, Maryland, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in Alexandria, Virginia, struggle to shed light on the real emergency that is of the nation's missing. More than 424,000 girls of all races have gone missing since the beginning of 2018, according to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And like I told y'all, hundreds of thousands. I guarantee out of the 400-something thousand, more than 280,000 are black. There's no question about it. Are black. And the majority of these children will likely come from marginalized communities and are primarily low-income people of color, said Dr. Ronnie A. Dunn, an interim chief diversity of inclusion officer and associate professor of urban studies at Cleveland State University. So amazing, man. And this article that just goes on, this talks about the black and missing children and all the different children that have been missing. They go as far back to the 70s. And we know what happened back in the late 70s and early 80s in Atlanta with the missing exploited black children. So things been around forever, man. Been around forever. So amazing. And you had Alexis Crawford in Atlanta, 21-year-old sister that was going to Clark Atlanta University, student about to graduate, and yet she goes missing. And come to find out, her roommate and her boyfriend are the ones charged with this murder. They found her dead a few days ago. Had been missing for I think a little over a week. Then you had Anaya Haley Blanchard missing in Alabama. You also had Camilla Cupcake McKinney, the 3-year-old that died in Birmingham. You found her dead in a damn landfill, and a man and a woman raped and murdered her. And then you had Taylor Williams of Florida. This child here, I think, was 3 or 5 years old, and a mother of 5 in Florida. And ironically, the mother, she stopped cooperating with the police about her damn daughter. So, it looks like the mother may have something to do with that. Then you had Nevada Adams in South Carolina, 5-year-old child. A 28-year-old mother, she was found dead in a home, and lo and behold, the 5-year-old was missing. Of course, the strange boyfriend is the one who killed the mother and also murdered the 5-year-old daughter. This has become a major problem with missing and exploited children, and just the fact that so many of them end up dead by either somebody they know or someone in that community. There are so many missing children that we've never seen. Just a few days ago in Atlanta, two separate incidents where they were trying to kidnap 2 young girls in a white van. And lo and behold, they didn't succeed. But one of the girls I knew. So this is not a game. And what I'm saying is, in the midst of all this dumb shit, with the boyfriend killing the girlfriend, and I forgot the other young girl that died recently, they found her also in the landfill, and the damn mama knew something about it. She played dumb, and because her boyfriend killed the damn girl, and she's trying to protect this dumb ass. And that went on for damn near 4 to 6 weeks. I don't remember, but come to find out, the mother knew about the killing, and they both of their heads locked up. But what's missing amongst all of this dumb shit is the ones that are being kidnapped for body parts and experiments. And I believe that's why they don't really talk about missing black kids, because they know what the hell they do. They understand what they're doing. It was found in Chicago, I think just last year. They were using this building nearby the police station, warehouse and so forth, that they found body parts all in it. Instead of people going to the hospital, they were going into this warehouse. Even if dead. And they got little to no attention, media-wise. And that's because this is warfare. Black folks read that stuff, and that's why they filter the media from social media to TV with so much smut. They give you so much stuff that when they give you the truth, you don't even receive it. You're so busy waiting on, like the guy was saying earlier, I mean, the sister was saying in this article, you waiting on something about Donald Trump or Kim Kardashian or Kanye West. That when they give you the truth, you don't even pay any attention. But what am I ashamed that is, again, that we have so many babies missing. Every 12 hours, and this is my statistic, because they say, matter of fact, I think they say every 18 minutes, child goes missing. I want you to think about this sometimes. Are you enjoying yourself out there, partying, getting your drink on with your girls, and woo, all your partying and the mess you're doing out there? Just look at your clock and say it's 2:45, only 7:03. Somebody's child has been kidnapped. Oh, it's 7:18. Somebody's child been kidnapped. 7:36. Somebody's child, every 18 minutes. Vanished, gone. And what they're fooling you with is they want to show you when black people are involved in the killings, but they're not going to show you. And that's a mere 12 to 15% of the time. But then 85, 88%, oh, that's them. The Chinese, the billionaires, and so forth. They ain't gonna show you that. They're gonna bombard you with that 12 to 15% make you think, wow, they're just killing their own people. Oh my God. No. You doing this. Why do you think the Chinese and China and Japan are so adamant about helping Africans out? Africans are trying to figure it out because they want their body parts. Because they finally realize that in the upcoming years, if you're not melanin, you're not going to be able to survive on this planet. Almost like the Book of Eli. But not almost like, but similar to that when they had to wear the shades when they went out. Well, that melanin is going to protect you from the sun and the sun rays. That's why Bill Gates built a multi-billion-dollar machine that can block the sun. And see, the fact that black folks won't rebel or won't revolt against this evilness of the world, as the Bible tells you to. There were so many battles fought, and they won. Gideon fought, David fought, hell, Moses fought, Jehoshaphat. Only people that won't fight is black folks. So God said, "Well, I got to do this. I got to get rid of the enemy myself. But along with getting rid of the enemy, I'm gonna take you out too. Because if you're not for me, then you're against me. Just think about that. Think about that. All right." Let's move on here and talk about this wonderful surge of Hispanic women are doing great things for their community, for their people, and for one another. Because a Spanish person is actually an Afro-Spanish person, whether you want to admit that or not. That's what it is, Afro-Spanish. By way of Africa, you got to the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and all those islands. You got them by way of Africa, but being intertwined with British and Europeans, that's how you got lightened up. You didn't get light because Spanish people cannot be light. White. So many try to be, you're not. And that is facts, and that's evidence. So this article came out of the Huffington Post, and Linda T. Sanchez, she wrote this article a few years ago talking about the rise of Hispanic. When Latinas succeed, it talks about how America succeeds. And in this article, she's talking about by 2050, 30% of the country will be Hispanic. With over 50 million Latinos in this country, we are poised to become a political powerhouse. These days, it seems like everyone is talking about the rise of the Latino community. It's the hottest new topic, but no one is focused on the Latino woman, who are one of the biggest driving forces behind that rise. And with that in mind, my Democratic colleagues and I in the U.S. House of Representatives have been fighting to advance the economic agenda for Latinas and Latinos deserve equal pay, higher wages, and paid family leave. These are three issues I am almost passionate about in Congress. Latinos are the lowest paid workers in the country. In general, women earn 78 cents for every dollar paid to their male counterparts. For Latinas, the wage gap is even more severe. And we're paid 56 cents for every dollar paid to white and non-Hispanic men. Pay equality has a real impact on the entire family. When my mom became a bilingual education teacher, her salary affected all nine of us. Equal pay goes hand in hand with high wages. It's impressive. It's imperative that we pay our country workforce sustainable living wages. Increasing the federal minimum wage is an issue House Democrats strongly support. It says earning higher wages allows people to move up the economic ladder. It was as Latinas are paid more, our community will see more upward mobility. Without disposable income, upward mobility is that much harder. If we don't have disposable income, we can't enroll our children in Little League, SAT prep courses, or any of the other extracurricular activity they need to be competitive in life. I want my son, Joe Quinn, to have the opportunities available to his peers. He's only 5 years old, but like other parents, I'm constantly thinking what I can do to help him be successful. And for Latina moms, we need to ensure our families have access to better paying jobs, paid family medical leave, paid sick days, and affordable child care. We deserve to have children without sacrificing our jobs. We should not risk the hardship if we take a day off to care for a sick child or sick parent. However, that is not the reality of millions of women across the country. There are only one doctor appointment, one late paycheck, or one car breakdown away from economic hardship. Latinas are students, lawyers, cooks, janitors, teachers, Supreme Court justices, and members of Congress. We are mothers, daughters, sisters, cousins, nieces, aunts, and grandmothers. Latinas are primarily breadwinners and caregivers, no matter whether they are single, married, young, or old. It is the woman who nurtures and sustains our community. The future of our community depends not just on the success of Latina community, but on the success of Latina women. And again, it's Congressman Linda T. Sanchez, Chairman of Congress Congressional Hispanic Caucus, who was in this article talking about the Latina women and their upward mobility. Wonderful article, and it's probably because, like I said earlier in the beginning of the show, Latino women, man, they doing big things now. they making it happen. And what an awesome thing, and no longer are they taking, you know, like you know, when their parents came over from Mexico or so on and so forth, sure, they had to, you know, be maids and housekeepers and things of that nature and janitors, as she said, but with so many of them, don't get it twisted, you know, so many of them, they started their own janitorial system, their own maid service, they started their own a lawn care service, and so on and so forth. You know, and so they're making things happen. One of the things I would love to see, and what could really be a game changer worldwide, I'm talking about internationally, if Latinas or Hispanics, how you want to call it, because as Dr. John Henry Clark said, there's no such thing as Hispanics. There's just a word that's made up. But if we can come together as one, Afro-Spanish, that is, and really we can turn this thing around overnight, run and gun. I mean, we can run it and gun it. It's not difficult. People are so prideful. Oh, I'm Dominican. Oh, I'm Puerto Rican. You know, I'm a Muslim. You know, and all these different things that we pride ourselves on. That God said, I didn't call you no damn Hispanic. I didn't call you no damn Puerto Rican. I said, if my people, I didn't designate you to a segment or island. When I said my people, that's anybody that I placed on this planet. And just because you speak Spanish doesn't mean you're special, or German or anything else. Don't get it twisted. That's nice, but it doesn't make you special. Something to think about. Another article I saw in the New York Times was about minority women are winning the jobs race in a record economic expansion. This came out in this summer. They talk about the economic and social trends that have long kept Hispanic and black women from making jobs, and wage gains appear to be shifting. The United States economy on Monday hit a milestone, reaching its longest expansion on record. Just a decade ago, the nation was mired in severe recession and had erased trillions of dollars in wealth and left millions of people out of work. While the recovery has delivered uneven gains, Hispanic women have emerged as the biggest job market winners in an economy that has now grown to 121 straight months, assuming data released in coming months confirms continued growth. Employment rates for Hispanic women between 25 and 54, prime working years have jumped from 2.2 percent points since mid-2007, the eve of the Great Recession, and that's the most any prime age working group. Black women came in second at 1.6 percent points. And again, black Hispanic women are whooping ass and taking names. I'm telling you. Whooping ass, taking names. While employment rates have risen for minority women, they are far from the expansion biggest winners by the other measures. The richest 1% of earners, who are heavily white and male, have notched outsized earnings throughout the expansion and recovery. The top 1% also received nearly 17% of the total first-year benefits from the Trump administration $1.5 trillion tax cut. And again, it's always that freaking unearned income white folks love to get. I'm so sick and tired of black women who are entrepreneurs are trying to say, I dream of this day of being in Beverly Hills and being able to walk there. Let me tell you something. They didn't earn that shit legally. They didn't do anything legally to earn any damn thing. So stop giving credit. They got it through slavery. Slaves was on Wall. The first stock market was slaves. Will you please wake the hell up and stop thinking that people that are in Beverly Hills and all these high end places really worked their ass off to get there? Stop giving them free credit. So amazing. It says here we have an issue with the wage inequality. Income inequality, and wealth inequality, where most of the growth is going to the top, said Valerie Wilson, director of Economic Policy Institute. Programs on race, ethnicity, and the economy. Those people are less likely to be women, much less likely to be women of color. Here it is, Dr. John Henry Clark then told you that you were never the majority. I mean minority. You were never. They have always been the minority. And they've been fighting like hell and blocking like hell to block your ass from everything. And just like I just said, if black and brown people would wake the hell up, you can shut them down overnight and say, fuck them. We're not buying none of your stuff no more. We're not buying no Nate, no Louis Vuitton, Gucci, none of that shit. We ain't going to your dealerships no more. We're not even, forget about Comcast, Charter. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow night. Do with Byron Allen, Comcast, and Charter, and all them. Fuck them. Start our own shit. You got them. Unity kills. Unity and love really does kill. This is my time is up, man. I just want to come on here and talk about a few things. And as we always say in parting, to know yourselves and love yourselves. Love yourselves comes by spending time with God, man. And peace and God bless again. I'll talk to you soon.